This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. Stole many a man's soul of faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Hello, America! Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. Well, Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz announced over the weekend that his chain of coffee stores will hire 10,000 refugees around the world over the next 5 years. Remember when Howard Schultz had floated his name out to run for president against Donald Trump? Remember that? Well, Schultz made the announcement in a memo to all Starbucks employees Sunday in response to President Donald Trump's executive order late last week, temporarily halting the U.S. refugee resettlement program and temporarily barring people from seven Muslim-majority countries from entering the U.S. We have a long history of hiring young people looking for opportunities and a pathway to a new life around the world, Schultz wrote. This is why we are doubling down on this commitment by working with our equity market employees, as well as joint venture and licensed market partners in a concerted effort to welcome and seek opportunities for those fleeing war, violence, persecution, and discrimination. Whatever the hell that means. Schultz, who is stepping down as Starbucks CEO later this year, went on to explain Starbucks' hiring commitments, which he said will start in America and then expand worldwide to the 75 other countries where Starbucks operates. We will start this effort here in the U.S. by making the initial focus of our hiring efforts on those individuals who have served with U.S. troops as interpreters and support personnel in the various countries where our military has asked for support. In addition to announcing the hiring commitment, Schultz also reinforced Starbucks' commitment to Dreamers, those undocumented immigrants who are illegally allowed to stay in the U.S. thanks to former President Barack Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals executive order known as DACA. Schultz also wrote that Starbucks plans to build bridges and not walls with Mexico. Aw, isn't that cute? And double down on the company's commitment to provide Starbucks employees with adequate health insurance in light of Trump's pledge to repeal and replace Obamacare. Excuse me. We are living in an unprecedented time, one in which we are witness to the conscience of our country and the promise of the American dream being called into question, Schultz explained. So while we seek to understand that what the new administration's policies mean for us and our business both domestically and around the world, I can assure you that we'll do whatever it takes to support you, our partners, to realize our dreams and achieve your own opportunities. Okay, so this makes it easy for me. By the way, why are you vowing to hire 10,000 refugees, which is, I think it's admirable, but I would love for Howard Schultz to make an announcement saying that he's going to hire 10,000 vets How about that? Why is he going out of his way to hire 10,000 refugees? Do we not have people within this country that need work? But no, he's going out of... You know what he's doing, right? This is he fancies himself as a social justice warrior. So that makes it easy for me because, guess what? I will now no longer go to Starbucks for any reason whatsoever. I hate Starbucks now. I'm done with Starbucks. So thank you. You made it easy for me. It's like I always say, it's like these Hollywood actors that go ahead and alienate half of your market. Go for it. And here's another example. Lyft. Okay? Now, I went to the inauguration last week, and I talked about it on the show. Now, I got to tell you, as I was there, I had both of the apps for either Lyft or Uber. And I've wondered to myself, well, what's the difference between Uber and Lyft, and which one should I ride, and, I was asking because, you know, I've used both. I've used Lyft. I've used Uber. This time I used primarily Lyft. I'm sorry. And I was asking some of the drivers and the difference in the companies and how they felt about it because, you know, I'm still kind of working my way through, you know, market share and also, you know, whether or not I have a loyalty for a specific brand or product. But guess what? They made it easy for me. Yes. And here's what happened. So I get this email a couple days ago, okay, where Lyft sends me this email. It was very political. I guess because they had my my email because I had used it the week before at the inauguration. So Lyft sends me this email saying that we at Lyft believe in diversity and, of course, like all liberals, they believe in diversity, but they don't believe in diversity of thought, which is typically the case. Lyft believes in diversity, and we're really against Donald Trump and his ban, and Donald Trump is a very, 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 very bad man. So I thought to myself, okay, you're making it easy for me. You're making it easy for me. So I can probably cross off Lyft. In fact, Lyft certainly was not going the same route as Uber when it comes to President Donald Trump's immigration ban. Ride-sharing company Lyft blasted the president's executive order temporarily barring refugees from 7 Muslim-majority countries from entering the U.S. in an email to customers Sunday evening. I got the email. In the email, the company also announced it would be donating $1 million over the next 4 years to the ACLU. So Uber is using politics to make a buck, and Lyft basically is, you know, throwing it out there that they are, this is what they believe. But let me read to you part of the email because I have it here. Banning people of a particular faith or creed, race or identity, sexuality or ethnicity from entering the U.S. is antithetical to both Lyft's and our nation's core values, Lyft said. We stand firmly against these actions and will not be silent on issues that threaten the values of our community. What community are you talking about exactly? I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You made my soul a burning fire. You'll beginning to be my one desire.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. So, do I take Uber? Do I take Lyft? I don't know. I'll tell you what. Now I know. Because on Sunday night, Lyft sent out an email to all its customers, and I got that email, and I quote, banning people of particular faith or creed, race or identity, sexuality or ethnicity from entering the U.S. is antithetical to both Lyft's and our nation's core values. We stand firmly against these actions and will not be silent on issues that threaten the values of our community, whatever that. What community is that? Because I'm part of the American community, dude. I don't know what part of the community you're at. In the email, the company also announced it would be donating $1 million over the next 4 years to the ACLU. The email from Lyft was sent after Uber caught heat for its lack of complete participation in the massive protesters and protests, I should say, that broke out at airports across the country. On Sunday, the New York Taxi Alliance went on strike at JFK Airport in Queens to protest the order and show solidarity with thousands protesting inhumane and unconstitutional Muslim ban. But while the Taxi Alliance went on strike, Uber announced in a tweet that it would not implement surge pricing at the airport, meaning it would not raise its prices due to a drastic increase in demand. As NBC News reported, Uber quickly clarified that the company did not mean to break with the strike as the backlash began to pour in and social media users called for people to delete the ride-sharing app. Now, you see, I thought exactly the opposite. I thought, oh, I'm going to get rid of Lyft now. Now, listen to this. In his own statement, Uber CEO Travis Kalanick, who is a member of Trump's economic advisory board. Oh, now your stock just split, Uber. He announced the company's plan to compensate employees who are affected by the ban for the next few months in order to help mitigate some of the financial stress and complications with supporting their families and putting food on the table. While every government has their own immigration controls, allowing people from all over the world to come here and make America their home has largely been the U.S.'s policy since its founding. That means this ban will impact many innocent people, an issue that I will raise this coming Friday when I go to Washington for President Trump's first business advisory group meeting. Uber also announced Sunday that it will provide legal support for its drivers who are unable to come back to the U.S., as well as create a $3 million defense fund to help drivers with immigration and translation services. So, this is pretty easy for me now. Okay? Pretty easy. Uber's basically the choice now. Yeah, Uber. And, you know, I was trying to decide between Lyft and Uber. Like, and guess what? You did it for me. Thank you. Thank you. And Starbucks? I will never go to Starbucks again. I've had it with you, Howard Schultz. This is the last straw here. Okay? You're going to hire 10,000 refugees? Why don't you hire 10,000 vets? Do you think that maybe, oh, I know why, because you hate America. Oh, I get it. Okay. Again, this goes back to what I've been saying. It's like, why do you want to exclude half of the population? This is what I don't understand. It's perplexing to me. It really is. I guess you only want, like, liberal dollars. You make it easy for me, though, I got to tell you, because I was actually, again, wondering. Not so much with the Starbucks deal. Because, first of all, I think Starbucks is really overrated anyway. Dunkin' Donuts has better coffee. Yeah, hell, McDonald's has better coffee. Yeah, have you gone to McDonald's? Their coffee's pretty good. It's only a dollar. Rather than paying, what's What do they charge you over there at Starbucks, huh? What, $4 or $5? A cup of coffee? I mean, really, it's freaking coffee, okay? I mean, it's amazing. You either do and say what we want and how we want it done, or else. That is the essence of the mind of the liberal. That and they don't want any diversity of thought whatsoever. Whatsoever, no matter what. Case in point, ESPN host Sage Steele was attacked Monday on Twitter after saying she was saddened that anti-Trump protests at the L.A. Airport were thwarting so many people's travel plans. Fortunately, a 7-hour wait for the next flight to Houston won't affect me that much, but my heart sank for the elderly and parents with small children who did their best to walk all the way but had no chance to make their flight. This is what Sage Steele posted to Instagram on Sunday. According to the Los Angeles Times, there were thousands of protesters at LAX. In order to get around them, Steele said she and other travelers were forced to walk nearly 2 miles to get to the airport. Nice. Way to inconvenience people. All right? Protesters flooded LAX, of course, and many other airports across the U.S. over the weekend. And all Sage Steele did was, she said, hey, you know, I just feel bad for these people that missed their flights and that were inconvenienced, that had absolutely nothing to do with what was going on. And you would have thought that she was vowing allegiance to the KKK. While Steele said she loved witnessing people exercise the right to protest, she was saddened to see the joy on protesters' faces knowing that they were successful in disrupting so many people's travel plans. Yes, she continued, immigrants were affected by them as well. Brilliant. Of course, shortly after she shared her comments, social media users took to Instagram and Twitter to lambast Steele, a black woman, for her post. Many of the attacks focused on one thing in particular, her race. Yeah. Diversity is great. But not diversity of thought. Baraki Sellers. I can't believe Rosa made my bus late. Talking about Rosa Parks. Uh-huh. Yeah. All right. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London, teas that fit your every mood. Available at a store near you or twiningsusa.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough, Somabiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that Somabiotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you'll look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of Somabiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Relax your mind. I ain't why the MC rap, but if you talk about it.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. I just want to play for you this soundbite I have, which shows exactly, you know, what I've been talking about how it's amazing because let me just set this up for you. There was I guess there's a woman in an airport and she's protesting. And it's pointed out to her that, Obama did the same thing, you know, in 2011 with Iraqis. And that didn't bother her because it was Obama. Like, it's funny because, you know, again, there was no outrage whatsoever about anything that Obama did. There was no outrage when Obama, you know, bombed Muslim countries, literally, dropped hundreds of thousands of bombs by drones. There was no outrage about us overthrowing Libya and creating havoc in the Middle East, destroying really sovereign countries. But, you know, if it's our guy, it's okay. So I want you to listen to this, because this perfectly illustrates exactly what I always talk about. And, of course, this probably isn't going to play for me.
Have a lot.
There we go.
It is people from one country, and he did not ban people. That's the big difference.
Well, in 2011, they did ban from Iraq. Right, that's right. But did that not concern you?
No, I love President Obama. I wish he was still here.
No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If he had eaten a puppy live on TV, it wouldn't have mattered. It's amazing. I mean, it really is. That's just literally, it's a perfect example of what I always talk about. So it doesn't really matter. It's not about this like moral position that they've taken. No. This is all about just that they hate Trump. That's what this is about. It's like, oh, we hate Trump. That's all it is. That's all it is. NBA head coach Steve Kerr. He's now the coach of the Golden State Warriors. He says that President Donald Trump's executive order barring people from these seven countries, he says it's a bad idea. And that he's a very, very bad man. Again, shut your pie hole and coach. Of course, he's a successful coach. He's a five-time NBA champion. Of course, he played with the Bulls. His father, he lost his father. His name was Malcolm Kerr in 1984. At the time of his death, Malcolm Kerr was president of American University in Beirut. He was assassinated by two gunmen outside his office. He was just 52. And his son was a freshman basketball player at the University of Arizona. And he had this today to say, I'm sorry. As someone who had a family member who was a victim of terrorism, I lost my father. If we're trying to combat terrorism by banishing people from coming to this country, really going against the principles of what this country is about and creating a fear, it's a wrong way to go. If anything, we can't be breeding anger and terror, so I'm completely against what's happening. I think it's a horrible idea, and I feel for all the people who are affected. Families are being torn apart, and I worry in the big picture of what this means to the security of the world. You know what it means? It means shut the hell up and coach. Okay? This, again, is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Because, you know, you've got the usual suspects that are saying the same stupid thing. And that is, well, if we say anything mean to these people, then they're going to hate us. They're already going to hate us. If there's a bully out in the schoolyard, and you're nice to the bully, and you cower to the bully's still going to kick your ass. See, the bully's not affected by you being nice to the bully. No. What the bully respects is if you go up and you punch him in the face. That's the only thing a bully respects. In fact, everybody knows that. It's one of the first things you learn when you're a little kid. I remember running home to my mother telling her that I had been beaten up. My mother, she was a single mom. I was raised by a single mom. I never knew my father. And so I remember, I was probably like 6 or 7. I remember running when my mom got home from work because my mom, you know, had to work. When she got home from work, I remember telling her, you know, I got beat up today at school. I was bullied. And she said, what do you want me to do about it? I got to work. You got to go out there and you got to protect yourself. You got to hit the bully back. And you know what I did the next day? I did exactly that. Guess what? Bully never bothered me again. Yeah. I was channeling Muhammad Ali at the time. But here's the point. Stop talking about how they're going to hate us. If we speak ill of them, and if this is a recruitment tool, stop. It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. Everybody knows. If you're nice to the bully will still beat your ass. Okay? Stop. And I want to go back to Steve Kerr for a second, the coach of the Golden State Warriors. Again, shut your pie hole. Same with Greg Popovich, the coach of the San Antonio Spurs. He's been this anti-Trump guy. Sports writers now. It's again. Are you trying to make me hate you and your team? Is that what you're trying to do? Shut your pie hole and coach. Shut your pie hole. Play the game. If you're an actor, act. If you're a singer, sing. If you're a dancer, dance. Okay? Stop. Stop. I don't understand this. Howard Schultz from Starbucks. You want me not to ever buy your product? Lyft, do you want me not to ever use your service? Actors, act. Stop giving me your political opinion. Same goes for sports writers. I mean, have you noticed... How their the political beliefs have been seeping into sports lately? Yeah. I'm going to get to that in a minute. Don't go anywhere.
The Edward Woodson Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
An Idle Mind is the Woodson's Workshop, and Edward loves company.
Well, the devil got my number, and the devil got my size, and the devil got my head, and the devil got my eyes. I'm trying hard to get up, unless he make it to my heart, cause I wanna make it back from the dark, dark, dark.
Don't be nervous, you've been kidnapped by the Edward Woodson Show.
Welcome back to the show, 877-317-6432. Of course, it is Super Bowl week. We've got the New England Patriots playing the Atlanta Falcons for Super Bowl 51. That's going to be held in Houston. Now, I love this. This is a story. This was at Boston, CBS, the local station. There's a new poll out that says America wants the Patriots to lose Super Bowl 51. Apparently, it's the New England Patriots against the world this Super Bowl Sunday. This is nothing more than haters. As I've said many times, people hate Tom Brady for the same reason they hate Donald Trump. Why? Because he wins Super Bowls and he's married a supermodel. Likewise, Donald Trump is a winner and he's married a supermodel. So let the hate begin. A new report from the public policy polling firm found that 53% are pulling for the Atlanta Falcons to win in Houston. Only 27% of respondents say they're rooting for the Patriots. The poll also says the Patriots are the most hated team in the league, which has been the case since Deflategate. 2 points behind the Patriots are the Cowboys, with 19% calling Dallas their least favorite team. Now, that I agree with. There's good news and bad news when it comes to Tom Brady. The poll shows 22% say Brady is their favorite quarterback, beating Aaron Rodgers by 6 points. On the other hand, he's also the top answer for least favorite quarterback with 24% compared to Cam Newton's 15%. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me right now? I mean, say what you will. Tom Brady won three Super Bowls, three before he was 25. Okay, so he's going for, what, six now? Will this be the sixth? Yes, I think. Commissioner Roger Goodell is still unpopular, with 37% having an unfavorable opinion of him compared to 22% who view him favorably. Okay? This is all about hating on Donald Trump. Also, because, let's not forget, Tom Brady. Let's not forget the Make America Great hat that was in his locker last summer. And since then, oh no, during training camp last summer, if you recall, Tom Brady had a red Make America Great hat in his locker room. And, of course, this was a huge deal. You know, and Tom Brady said, listen, I'm friends with the guy. I'm friends with Donald Trump. Robert Kraft is also friends with Donald Trump and is a big supporter of Donald Trump. And, of course, the league hates the Patriots. And they hate Robert Kraft. You know that Goodell has not gone to any of the games? Uh-huh. Yeah. Right. There's a sports writer for USA Today came out with an article yesterday saying that, Tom Brady has to explain his friendship to Donald Trump because, I'm not really concerned about his sports deal here. I'm more concerned about the fact that he needs to explain his friendship with Donald Trump. That's what this is all about. That's what this is all about. They want to paint this as like America wants the Patriots to lose a Super Bowl. Because, you know, they support Donald Trump. That's what this is all about. So, to all the football fans out there, if you support Donald Trump, then please, on Sunday, you must support the Patriots. You must. Because this is good versus evil. It's very clear here. And this is what this is all about. It's all about hating. All right, I'm going to take a quick call. We've got Kent calling me from Miami. Hey, Kent, how are you? Thanks for listening to the show.
Hey, listen, I hate to ruin your day there, buddy, but I hate to disprove your theory, but I'm a Tom Brady hater. I don't like the Patriots, but I love
Trump. I know
Trump,
you do.
So,
I know you do. I know you do, dude. But the reality is that everybody's hating on him because he likes Trump. I mean, that's the bottom.
No.
Absolutely. There's no question about it.
I root for the underdogs, buddy.
That's the Patriots. Okay?
It's the Falcons.
Where are you from, dude? Are you from Atlanta?
No.
All right, then stop. Stop. No. You're not from Atlanta. You can't stop. No. Okay? Because this is all about hating on Donald Trump. That's what this is about. This poll.
All right.
Okay? All right. The underdog are the Patriots, okay? Get out of here. The Falcons, get out of here. You've probably never even been to Atlanta, I bet. Okay? You can't, okay? You can't just adopt them. All right, but I love you anyway. Thanks for calling the show. Appreciate it. I knew that was going to get people. I knew it. It's all jealousy, dude. It's just all jealousy. It's all jealousy. Okay? That's what this is. Because, and I've said this from the very beginning. People are hating now on the Patriots, which makes me want the Patriots even more. Okay? I was a little ambivalent because, you know, I'm a big Redskin fan. And I really didn't have a preference. In fact, I probably, seeing as how I'm an NFC guy, I would probably normally root for the Falcons, the NFC team. But if you're going to put this out there and just give me this bogus poll that America wants the Patriots to lose, I'm sorry. You just did it for me. You tilted me in favor of the Patriots here. Okay? So now, let's go over the list today. Starbucks, bad. Lyft, bad. Atlanta Falcons, bad. Roger Goodell, boo. You're making it easy for me. All you Hollywood liberals, I'm not going to see your movies any longer, okay? All right? I'm done with you. What else? How else can you alienate people, huh? Oh, yeah, I forgot. The NBA, Golden State Warriors, you're dead to me. All right? Greg Popovich, San Antonio Spurs, and trust me, I love San Antonio Spurs. You're dead to me. Yeah. America wants the Patriots to lose a Super Bowl. Give me a break. You know? Give me a break. This is nothing more than hating. You're hating on my Donald Trump here. You're hating on my president, and therefore you're hating on... Look, say what you will. Tom Brady is, I'm going to say it right now, greatest quarterback in NFL history. All right? Bam! All right, we're out. I got no more time. Unfortunately, I'm out of time. But check out the website, edwardwoodson.com. That's edwardwoodson.com. Also, like us on Facebook, The Edward Woodson Show, and follow me on Twitter, at Ed Woodson Show. It is an honor and a privilege to be with you every day to give you your fair share of the truth, because you're entitled to it. Good day, America. No!
Thank you for tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.